And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, it's the second hour of the Earshot 20. How's it going? I'm Anthony Emin, Brian Cleveland in studio. If you missed the first hour, make sure you go back and have a listen. It was jam-packed, and Brian alluded to the fact that perhaps you didn't pick up on my analogy because there was quite a bit of time between my Christmas dinner analogy and then at the very end of the episode where I made an allusion to pie. So if you are listening and you did get the pie thing and you didn't understand it because you weren't listening at the beginning of the program, I said our program was full, like you would be after eating dinner, and then you had to have that piece of pie. Now I'm offering you seconds. If you say no to seconds of pie, there's something wrong with you.
I had my first candy cane today. I was very excited.
Just a candy cane, eh?
It came in the mail.
That's exciting when you get an unexpected candy cane. But I've been having candy canes since like November 17th.
I guess I had tiny ones, but not a proper. You had some crazy candy canes.
I haven't even
eaten it bigger yet. Than some people's bodies.
I know. It is probably the size of my femur. I will post.
I don't even know how you tackle something like that.
I'm thinking about it. It's sitting on just a desk in my room, and I am thinking about how I am going to tackle this candy cane, which is literally the size of my forearm. I don't know how.
It's very large.
It is.
It's unnecessary.
Anyway, it is our last episode of 2014. Before we take a break, we'll bring back, we're coming back in the 2015, and we'll, of course, have the top 20 of 2015 for you, as well as many more episodes to follow after that. But we've got to finish out 2014, and this is the episode to do it. And we're doing it, as always, counting down the top 20 now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Brian, I'll let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
It is a really cool music website that houses the National Campus and Community Radio Report published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Every single week, you'll find the entire national top 50 there this week for the week ending Tuesday, December 16th, 2014. And generally also 30 plus contributing stations from all kinds of different campus and community radio communities. And this week, 27 stations contributing, starting to dwindle a little bit, which is why this is our last episode of the year. People are going to be going on vacation over the next couple of weeks. And so you can find their respective top 30s, as well as genre specific charts for such genres as hip hop, international, jazz, hip hop, loud. I said hip hop twice. It deserves it to be said twice.
Hip hop is that popular.
And all kinds of other things on there as well, including interviews, reviews, and much, much more. And as they near the end of the year as well, there'll be all kinds of year recap articles and stories and interviews on there. So be sure to go check it out very, very shortly. And also, before we get into the thick of the things, we should also mention that though technically this is the last episode of the general normal format of the Earshot 20, Anthony and I are hosting a 3-hour Christmas Eve special, as we've done. This is our third year running on our host station, Local 107.3 FM, called 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. And that'll be running live from 3 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on localfm.ca, or if you're local to the area in St. John, New Brunswick, 107.3 FM on your radio dial. And we'll also put that up on our regular hosting locations in case you'd like to download that as a podcast and give it a listen later on your Christmas Eve evening, or maybe anytime at all.
Maybe on Christmas Day. Who knows? We'll play some great new stuff in terms of newer music that's come out that is holiday. And of course, I always like to spin some of my holiday classics, some of the ones that really just touch my heart at Christmas time.
It's getting harder to choose, so we have a really great collection of holiday tunes, and we'll also have loads of guests, and you can give us a call. We'll be tracking Santa and much, much more. And we've also set up a voicemail box this year that you can leave your holiday greeting. And if you go to our host station's website, localfm.ca, there's information on there, and you can call and leave us a message with your holiday greeting, and we'll play it on the air.
So there you have it. That's what's happening with us for the next couple of weeks. But of course, we have a countdown to bring you, or continue, I should say, in this hour of the program. We're going to do that. We have the top 10, plus we have some interviews. James Keese joins us again. The lowdown is on the way as well. It is is really big. So stick around and get ready for it. And if you want to find us online, you can do so a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and @earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to contact us. And so we look forward to hearing from you. We're going to kick it all off right now with number 10. And that's going to start the last bit of countdown for 2014. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in that spot.
You're going to hear the title track from Moss Lime's new debut EP, July 1st, on Fixture Records. Is at number 10 up for number 13. After that, sitting still at number 9 is the Barr Brothers. Their newest is called Sleeping Operator. You're going to hear Valhalla's. And from TV on the Radio, you're going to hear a track called Could You from their latest record, Seeds, dropping to number 8 from number 5.
Here's your number 10. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Treetops, put my knuckle on the sun. Oh, mama, I cannot say that I'm not affected by your orange blossom ways. Took aim and spoke low. Backed up to the west and let that little arrow go. The Valhalla, I wanna name you. Old relations in the valley wanna claim you. There's no pill. Satisfied, yawning to work and my need not to deny. I can moan like a dog and kick like a mule. Say I've been sleeping well, that wouldn't be true. And I'm hooked like a fish on a telephone line. Rounders and powders and fine Spanish wine. Still awake, shadows on the wall where the dawn wants to break. This old mattress where we used to lie. Heaven knows it's empty, I'm still on my side. Oh, mama, I cannot say that I'm not affected by those old-fashioned ways. Some blood, some bone, something so sweet about the air back home. Some name, some blame, some would rather see it go while others want to claim it. Every jewel that you find, every glass you drain, and every watch you wind. I can moan like a dog and kick like a mule, say I've been sleeping well, that wouldn't be true. And I poop like a fish on a telephone line, rounders and powders and fine Spanish wine.
Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 8.
Shut down, give up the fight. Slamming the door, bending before. Stay drunk all night. Demo's a good one, he keeps the seat open. Might not work out alright. To love somebody, name you've never heard of. Just a high night on the bridge, the one you're burning. Love walked out.
Where did it go? Can't find my phone.
Check the lost and found. Could you hold a mother's care above your bright lights? Could you open up your heart? Are you too uptight? Could you work to build something besides the wall? Could you love somebody, anyone at all?
Thank you.
That was TV on the Radio with Could You from the album Seeds at number 8, down from number 5. Sitting still at number 9 was the Barr Brothers from Sleeping Operator. You heard Valhalla's. And at number 10, up from number 13, starting off this hour in that set of tunes, was the title track from Moss Lime's debut EP, July 1st.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. We're counting down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. It's a great website. You should check it out. You should also head over to exclaim.ca. All kinds of great music news there. We're telling you a bit about it again in this hour of the program. James Keese back on the line with me. And we're going to kick things off in this hour with a story about Beyonce and Jay-Z.
They've got some legal troubles this week. They're being sued for an unauthorized sample on Drunk in Love by Mitsu, which is a name that might be familiar to some Canadian music fans. But wait, not the same Mitsu. So Mitsu, of course, Annie Marie Jelena, is a French-Canadian singer who had some hits in the late 80s and early 90s, might be familiar to some Canadian music fans. But no, this lawsuit is coming from a Hungarian singer, Mitsu, Monica Mizura Juhas, sorry for butchering that pronunciation. She's from a Hungarian folk ensemble called Ando Drum, and a year after the fact, she is now claiming that there's a sample on Drunk in Love that samples a 1995 recording by her folk ensemble, Ando Drum. I don't know if she was just not listening to the song for the last year, or if somebody finally pointed it out, or if she was unaware of the existence of Beyonce, but it seemed a little odd that a year later she's like, wait a second, that sounds like me. But anyway, she's launched a lawsuit against them. We'll see what happens with that.
And of course, Jay-Z also skirting another lawsuit just recently involving Kanye West and Rihanna's track Run This Town, which you have in your article as well. So maybe he'll come out on top of this one too.
Yeah, that other case involved the use of the word O, apparently, which the judge claimed was not quantifiably significant to the track in order for it to be considered a sample infringement. So I it's hard to tell what part of the Drunk in Love song may or may not be Mitsu, but I guess that's up for the courts to decide.
We'll see what happens with that. Another story to bring you, and this is about a new species of snail that's been named after Joe Strummer.
Yeah, so I guess this tiny mollusk that lives thousands of feet below sea level near some hydrothermal vents was recently discovered. It's got purple blood and a spiky outer shell, and I guess scientists felt that it had a bit of a punk rock kind of look and decided to name it after Clash frontman Joe Strummer. The snail is called A. Strummeri.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah. Not the first time that a musician has received a notable animal kingdom designation. There's a fly named after Beyonce. There are spiders named after Lou Reed and Neil Young, and a prehistoric bird named after Greg Gaffin.
All right. Well, that's definitely interesting. Maybe someday I can get something named after me. I would like that.
Yeah, perhaps some sort of a Mars fossil or something. really out there.
Yeah, if we ever get to that point, I'm hoping that I'm it. I'll have to start donating a lot of money to NASA or something.
Yeah, probably.
And one more story to round it all out for the music news of this show, and that is with Reggie Watts, news about Reggie Watts.
So the comedian and musician recently landed a new gig. He's been the music band leader on the comedy show Comedy Bang Bang, but he's moving up to the big time. He's been hired as the new band leader for the Late Late Show with James Corden. That's the spot that Craig Ferguson has had for the last several years. So the hosts may continue to be, let's say, less than underground or hip in their approach, but man, band leaders are killing it. We've got Fred Armisen with Conan O'Brien, and of course Questlove over at the Tonight Show, and now Reggie Watts is going to be probably sampling weirdness on behalf of James Corden and the Late Late Show. So that's pretty exciting.
Well, and if anything else, you'll tune in and get great music, even if the show isn't that great.
Yeah, also it's like at 2 in the morning, so your standards at that point have to be pretty low.
for sure. All right, James, as always, thanks very much for joining us on the program, bringing us some music news. I'm going to turn it over to you to give us your song pick of the week, and best of luck with 2015.
Thanks, and to you as well. My song pick got to go with D'Angelo. I mean, we've been waiting so long. It's the first track off his new album, Black Messiah, called Ain't That Easy.
Extra.
Waste of time. I
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
Number 6.
Turn it, kid. And the front door splinters in.
couldn't we make it just like we want it, just like we need it? Why can't we just like a, who says we can't, who says we can't, who says we shouldn't, who says we couldn't make it just like we love it? Why can't we just like a, couldn't we make it just like we want it, just like we need it? Why can't we just like a, who says we can't, who says we can't, who says we shouldn't, who says we couldn't make it just like we love it? Why can't we just like a dream?
That was Dream by Hey Rosetta. They're sitting still at number 6, and their latest is entitled Second Sight. Before that, sitting still at number 7 was Electric Youth with Inner World and a track called We Are the Youth. And you also heard James Keast from Exclaim Magazine's pick this week. It's from the latest D'Angelo record, D'Angelo and the Vanguard, with a track called Ain't That Easy.
I'm Anthony Ammon, that's Brian Cleveland, and we are continuing the countdown of the nation's top 20 albums that are charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Almost to the end of the countdown, but we're going to take a quick break and head back to the phone line. Lots of guests on our last episode of 2014, and Mike Dion is joining to chat about his recently released solo EP under the solo project Fossil Cliffs. Mike, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm very good. How are you?
Great.
That's good.
I just finished up school, so I'm kind of relaxing now.
Awesome, awesome. It's always that nice mellow after exams are done that just
everybody
gets. So you've been involved with music and bands for a while, Quato being a notable one, a band familiar to our listeners as well. What made you decide to do this solo project?
I just kind of had a collection of songs that I've written that were just kind of personal to me, and I just wanted to kind of try recording them myself and see how that turned out, basically. So I just produced the record myself and engineered it in the basement on a simple program here. I use Reaper, actually, believe it or not.
And the album was recorded in its entirety in the basement of the embassy. The significance of that spot to you?
It's been around. Most of my bands have lived here, or there's people from my bands that have lived here. I've lived here for about a year and a half now. And there's just kind of a basement that we can jam in. So that's really fun and useful. So.
And the project Fossil Cliffs is also the title of the debut EP for you. Is there any significance in the name?
Well, basically it was a trip I took in the summer to Joggins, Nova Scotia. And there's a museum there. It's a geology museum, basically. And there's some really interesting fossils in the cliffs there. And I just got the name from that, oddly enough. Yeah. It's nothing really deep. It's just that, and I thought it was a cool sounding name.
Still, it does sound pretty cool. I do ask that question a lot of interviews when I do them, and there's always, you know, sometimes there's some significance, and sometimes it is just that simple. Like maybe I'll name my next album USB stick because that's what I'm staring at right now. But who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
And so, what will be next for you now that you've released the EP? Back with your other bands? Are you going to continue to work on Fossil Cliffs? What's going to be coming for you in 2015?
Yeah. Well, I'm working on recording right now. Actually, I have three songs demoed right now, so yeah, we're just in the writing stage right now, basically. And I'm having guests play on this record, so it'll be a bit different from the other one. Like I have a drummer on some of the songs and a bass player too, and Julia's playing keys and doing some vocals too.
Awesome. Well, yeah. Fossilcliffs.bandcamp.com online. Check them out. We've got a song to play for you now. And Mike, best of luck with the album and everything you've got coming in 2015.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Here is Fossil Cliffs in an Earshot Extra spot this week. Stick around. There's more on the way, including more of the charts on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 5. Shot 20. Number 4.
We'll be right back.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Death From Above 1979 with a track called Cheap Talk. They drop one spot to number four this week from the record The Physical World. And Amelia Curran jumping back up to number five for number 15. Her latest is called They Promised You Mercy. You heard a track called I Am the Night. And you also heard from Fossil Cliff's debut EP, their self-titled debut EP, and a track called Summer Sun.
Yeah, big thanks to Mike from Fossil Cliffs, and it's his solo project he's working on. He's got lots on the go, so big thanks to him for joining us on the program. And of course, thanks to James Keese for joining us as well, senior editor-in-chief at Exclaim Magazine. Stephen was off this week, and so we'll catch up with Stephen again in the new year when we come back for our regular shows. Only a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete and another countdown complete, but before we do that, we're going to cut to a segment that we like to bring you each week, and it's a little snapshot at some of the albums that are charting below the top 20, because we don't have time to count down the whole national top 50, but it gives you a look at what's charting, and we will definitely most likely be hearing from some of these as we move into 2015, because that seems to be when a lot of shakeup happens at the very beginning of the year. So keep in mind these names, and we call this segment
It's the Lowdown on the Earshot 20.
I have to say first, my goal in life is to get a job where chief is in the title.
Is
pretty
it?
Awesome.
I don't know, man. I feel like
demands so much
with
respect.
Great title comes great responsibility. If I'm to paraphrase,
I'm
going
to go to the board and ask to be renamed station manager in chief
of the radio station.
10 debuts this week below the top 20. We kick off the Lowdown this week at number 50 with the new debut album from Vancouver art rock ensemble Data Plan, entitled Data Plan Is Free. Following that up at number 49 is Outer Limits from Toronto rap trio Swamp Thing. Coming in at number 47, Blood and Glass is a Montreal duo consisting of Lisa and Morgan Moore. Museum with No Walls is their debut, filled with electronically tinged rock and pop, as well as a load of collaborators, including Patrick Watson. Saxon Drum is a Montreal-based experimental electronic jazz duo whose new EP, SXD EP, is at number 46. Coming out of Manitoba, Cavalier is the new EP from indie rockers Greek Rites at number 45. A Fine Compilation is up next at number 43 with Native North America Aboriginal Folk Rock and Country 1966 to 1985, Volume 1 from Light in the Attic. The two discs are filled with a diverse array of unearthed forgotten musicians from a lost era of First Nations peoples in Canada. Vancouver indie label Mint Records has put together a great 15-track compilation as a holiday gift to fans. The release, entitled Hot Heroes and Entering the Charts at number 42, is the first cassette for the label since 1996 and was mastered by Jay Arner. It features Mint acts such as the aforementioned Jay Arner, Monomyth, Tough Age, Rennie Wilson, and more, as well as label friends Old and Weird, Supermoon, and many, many more. We jump next to number 25 with a new electronic EP from Kraken entitled Work. And number 23 is Broadside Ballads, the new solo album from the Deep Dark Woods' Ryan Bolt. And closing at the Lowdown this week at number 21 is the soundtrack for Wolf Cop by Saskatoon hard rock band Shooting Guns.
Thanks for that, Brian. And you can check that out anytime. Earshot-online.com is where you can find the charts. All right, three more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. We're going to kick it off with number 3, and we'll be back one more time to let you know what you heard after that.
He's up one spot to number 3. For number 4, it's Ariel Pink from the record Pom Pom. Here is Negative Ed.
Negative. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Caribou at number one with a track called Dive from the record Our Love. You also heard from Ryan Hemsworth. Sitting Still, number two, is Alone for the First Time. And you heard a track called Blemish. And kicking us off at number three was Negative Ed by Ariel Pink. Up one spot is Pom Pom.
And there you have it. Another countdown done for, well, for 2014. That does it for us.
Time for your fireworks.
I know. join us if you can next week for our live holiday broadcast. It's Twas the Night Before Christmas. Brian and I, as well as some guests, will be in studio. It is from 3 to 6 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time on our host station, 107.3 FM, or online, localfm.ca. Otherwise, thanks very much for tuning in. And of course, it is the Earshot 20 you're listening to, the National Countdown Show. I am Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland in studio, and we do this every week. We count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Record and broadcast out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You might also be listening to the show if you listen online at radioforall.net. You might download there. That's radio4all.net, or you may podcast the show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks very much for tuning in, and if you don't catch the holiday program, well, we'll see you in 2015. Stick around. There's a lot more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.